Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode.
All right.
Wow, these
hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and in today's episode, we're talking about, you know, don't hesitate to say no to things that don't progress you to your dreams. So, you know, the reason I wrote down this episode, I believe, is super important and valuable is because knowing that you guys have dreams, you're listening to this. If you're listening to this podcast or this episode, you're someone that has dreams you want to pursue. There's different things that you're chasing, but you feel like there's so many things or opportunities coming your way or people trying to take your time or your energy. And sometimes you just feel as if you can't focus because there's a lot of things that are coming your way. There's a lot of things that you're saying yes to that are taking your time and focus away from achieving your dreams and working to your dreams one step at a time, working to your goals and doing that. So sometimes you have to say no to things that, number one, aren't in your control and that don't progress you to your dreams. Now, I'm not saying that saying yes to things like relaxing or taking time for yourself or talking with friends or doing things that you enjoy other than progressing to your dreams. I'm not saying that's a problem or you shouldn't do those things for yourself, but because you should. That's important. That's a part of balancing your life out, right? But in terms of achieving your dreams and moving forward to your hobbies and making a life for yourself with your hobbies and financially and just for your happiness and for your joy, you know, I believe that when you work to your dreams and you progress to your goals one step at a time, like every day or, you know, consistently through the week and every week, when you make slow progress every single day and often, you start to feel this confidence inside you, right? And there's going to be a lot of things that come your way, and the more, you know, skills that you obtain, the more people are going to come to you for help and to want you to help them with whatever their need is, right? Now, let's say you're a videographer, right? Or you do video production, right? People are looking for, like on ZipRecruiter or what are some of those job websites, there is people that are videographers, right? And they help people, like, for example, if you're a wedding videographer, right, you can be hired to make a professional video of a wedding, right? Now, this is just the topic that comes, this is just the example that comes to mind. So people are hired to, hold up. So people are hired for these jobs, and because you have a certain skill set, right? Because you have a certain job that you're doing. So that's why people hire you, to do certain things for them. So, but learning to say no to certain opportunities or experiences like that is important, so you can take time for other important areas of your life as well. So the next thing I want to share with you guys is, I'm going to be sharing with you guys a couple of tips and just advice I have based on things I've learned and based on some information I want to share with you guys. So learn to say no to non-immediate sources or activities to achieve your goals.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, can I get you out there?
Yeah.
You can't, 'cause I'm out there.
I was recording. I know. I was recording a quick podcast. I'll be, can I take like 10 minutes or like less than?
Yeah,
I
hope it's not more
than 10. It's not. I won't. I promise. Okay.
This button above my head. We don't know what it does.
So people are hired to do a certain job or certain thing, so that because you have a certain skill set, right? So that's why with the wedding photographer or videographer example, they are hired so because the people want a video of their wedding, right? A professional video. And that's why you're hired. So when you have certain things or goals or dreams that you're pursuing and that you're doing, people are, you're doing it so that so you can reach people, right? Because the reason you're doing what you do is there's a reason behind what you do, right? And one of the reasons can be to help other people, to encourage other people, whatever that is. And one of the next thing is, yeah, just so say, along with saying no to non-immediate things that don't progress you to your dreams, that's just such an important part to focus on, because like when you stay focused, you stay disciplined, like that keeps you super and, you know, focused on what you need to do. And this is something I'm highly working on and trying to apply to my life. It's hard, and sometimes I don't do that and I fail, but it's just one step at a time, just moving forward. The next thing is, you don't hesitate to say no to things. Yeah, I already said that. So learn to say no to things and opportunities and, you know, people that don't progress you to your dreams, but rather lead you away from your dreams. So this is a thing about being self-aware about the people, situations, and opportunities that come your way that are important, that are awesome goals. Some of these people may be in your life just for a season to help you in the season of your life, but they're not meant to be with you forever necessarily, or you know, to be with you forever, to help you with your opportunities and to help you with your dreams and things like that. But that's okay. People come in your life for a certain period of time so they can help you achieve your dreams and you can help them achieve their dreams, right? And build that relationship, build that friendship, build that connection. After this, we have, you know, if there's an opportunity to, or something you want to do, and I really encourage you to take on those opportunities and invest your time and your energy into those, because when you divert your area into so many different areas and experiences, you broaden your knowledge, you broaden your experiences, and learn a lot of new things, which feels really good. So, and make sure if you have a lot of things you want to do and you really can't find the time to do them, make sure you schedule them into your calendar, right? This is something I'm trying to work on as well, and all the tips I'm sharing with you guys, I'm trying to work on myself, and I really feel the value in scheduling things. And it's just even the small moments of scheduled things, or just scheduled events, or just reminders in my calendar, in my Google Calendar, it's helped me stay focused and on track with things. Even recording these podcasts, for example, I've sometimes when I do podcast interviews, I schedule them actually, which is super valuable. So, and learn as much as you can about the things that you want to do, because when you are wanting to learn so much, you know, your focus may get diluted because you're focused on so many things. So that's why I said focus on just a few, like one or two of those, or those goals or those hobbies at a time. Focus on those for, you know, a week to 30 days or whatever that is. And if you like it and you enjoy it, then keep doing it. But if it's not something you really enjoy right now, you could maybe put it off for right now and try the other thing you want to do, right? Try the other goal. And it's just, and then learning as much as you can about each of these goals and these different areas and hobbies you want to do. And yeah, so when you build your skills, you build your knowledge, you know, when you build these things, it brings you confidence, it brings joy, you know, makes you progress to your goals. And when you improve your knowledge and gain more wisdom, you gain more opportunities as well. And next thing is, you know, and self-reflection point for me, and you guys can apply this to your lives as well, is what are some things that are holding you back that, you know, to work into your dreams, right? To putting in the work to focus on those little things. and to focus on those little things that you need to do to achieve your dreams. For me, sometimes that could be procrastination, and specifically if I have to do homework or whatever, or even create a YouTube video or a podcast, the thing that can hold me back is watching YouTube videos, random YouTube videos, even inspirational, motivational YouTube videos. Sometimes I do that. And that just, it feels amazing to do that. And five quick tips to close out this podcast is, number one, identify your goals and your dreams, your visions, the life you want to have, and make sure you write them down in a journal. And number two is identify your potential, setbacks, challenges, maybe doubts you have, excuses, and the people that may hold you back, or even yourself. Write that down and kind of understand how these things and these people may impact your life and your journey and your goals, and whether they may help you or hold you back. And number three is just create a system and plan of action to make progress to your dreams and replace negative habits with positive habits. Number four is be disciplined, focused, and accountable each day and each week. And just maybe something you could do is get an accountability partner, or, I don't encourage staying up late, and I do this myself. I stay up late and I'm like tired the next day, but sometimes you got to stay up late, maybe get up early, but definitely get enough sleep. This is something I need to work on a lot. I need to take my own advice seriously, but get enough sleep, get like 6 to 10 hours of sleep, whatever works for you and whatever makes you get enough sleep. Number five is analyze your progress, goals, habits, routines, behaviors. Just analyze your progress and goals and evaluate what's working and what needs to adapt and change. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed. And remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and leave a review by messaging me on Instagram or wherever you can message me at. And I'll make sure to shout you out, guys, in the next podcast or on Instagram or wherever. And thank you guys for listening. And I love you guys so much. God bless. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey you, I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.